Two levels. You have a first floor, second floor, third floor, fourth floor, fifth floor, six floors? Five floors. If you go to six, you went too far. Come back down one. Okay. I'm from Texas. What do you want? Yes. Yes, and also we have two scholars of Islam sitting on either side of me. I have Sheikh Ahmed on my right, on my left. I have Sheikh Mahfouz. Mahfouz. See, I'm learning how to say some Arabic words tonight, too, by the way. And we've just had this lovely time over here. The food is fantastic. These people, anyway, you know. I guess you might say Ramadan is 30 days of the best food you ever ate in your life. We have some lovely brothers here from all over the world. I guess we have from Turkey and from Pakistan and from Arabia and from Egypt and from, I guess, everywhere. Is that where? Tanzania. Any others? Bosnia? Kashmir? Morocco? Ghana? Mali? Bangladesh? Guyana? All right. Texas? Who said Texas? Philistine, mashallah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. This is so wonderful to be with all of our brothers. And we have sisters here, they're over on the other side over there, but they're listening. I hope, I'm going to raise my voice a little bit because we don't have a microphone back here, but next time I'll have everything set properly. This is kind of a last minute thing, and actually, Sheikh Ahmed is actually helping us at the last minute because where I was supposed to be tonight, what I thought, Allah had another plan, and so I'm here. Alhamdulillah. Now, I don't know how many we have with us today, but I understand we got up to 300 yesterday. All of you are most welcome, and Muslim and non-Muslim, new Muslims, all of you are so welcome, and we hope you enjoy our little short program that will spend the next 15 minutes or so with you. Now, if anybody would like to record, if you have the capabilities on your computers, or if you have any kind of tape recorders available, you're most welcome. This particular program, I am not recording myself, so I'm Oh, you had another one come into Islam. Oh, subhanAllah, they just had another one come into Islam. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Yeah, wow. And Layla, you're recording. MashaAllah. And Sheikh Adli gave, it's a man this time. It was a lady last night, and now we have a man entering into Islam. So what I'd like to do, with your kind permission, is to just briefly touch on something for the benefit of those who are new to Islam and not perhaps well-versed in the basics, and for the benefit of those of you who grew up in Islam, I'm sure you know this better than me, but it will help you to learn how to say it in easy English. What I'm going to mention now is on a tape or a CD that we have, it's called What is Islam? And we're giving those away free here tonight, as those of you that are here in the masjid with us, they're free, and we have some other tapes as well, and CDs. You're welcome to take them, okay? They're for dawah, and you can copy them and give them out. Now, what I'm going to do is begin by talking about what is Islam. For most of the people in the world, they know there's some religion out there. It's called Islam, but they're not real sure why these people are terrorists. They don't know why they're kidnappers, and why you make bombs, and why do you like to kill people? Why do you hate all the Americans? These are the questions I get all the time. You know, why do you guys hate Americans? And I say, guys, check this out. I am an American. I'm more American than you, because my grandfather's the one who came over to this place and stole it from the Indians and then killed them, okay? So I know how it works, okay? Okay? By the way, this is still politically correct because they're my relatives and you can talk about your relatives. I would never think about throwing out politics. Anyhow, so now to get on to the matter of what is Islam and how should we explain it? Now, unfortunately, what happens a lot of times is that the Muslims say the wrong thing because they've heard other people say it, they just repeat what they hear. One example is this. They say, what is Islam? He said, it's peace. Well, if that's the case, why don't we greet each other and say, Islam alaikum? And we don't say that. We say, salam alaikum. Why do we say Islam? It's a different word, yes? Okay, and salam is a very beautiful word. It means peace, tranquility. It's a very lovely word. But it's not Islam. Islam is coming from the root in the Arabic language, which is three letters, Sin, Lam, Mim, Salama, or Slim. Now, when we bring this word all the way up to the level of Islam, because it comes in levels in Arabic, then it has these five meanings, surrender, submission, obedience, purity of intention, and peace.
So peace is in there.
And it's a part of it. So it's definitely there. But it doesn't mean peace on earth, good will to man. And it doesn't mean a peace in the Middle East, although it's something we very much like to see these days. And inshallah, Allah will make it happen. But what we're talking about here is the peace that only can come if a person will begin by surrendering their free will to the will of the one who created them in the first place. Then submit to him on his terms and agree to the commandments that he has ordered. And then obey what he said he was going to do, and do that with a clean and pure intention, and then do it in peace. And as a result, he will achieve peace between himself and his Lord. And this is what Islam is really meaning. This is what it's meaning. It doesn't carry a meaning of anything else. It doesn't carry a meaning of terrorism. It doesn't carry a meaning of oppression. It doesn't carry any meaning of aggression or anything like this. It's describing your behavior or your relationship between you and the one who created you. Okay? So that's the first thing Islam would like to do, is explain what exactly is Islam. The next thing I want to do is tell you about something else. I was down in Florida doing a radio show one time, and the lady was asking some very good questions, but she had them all written down. She got them out of a book by Steve Emerson, if you know who that is. So she was giving me quite a fit. But when it was all over, oh, you back from the mic, I'm sorry. This is a powerful mic. Is that better? Layla? Any better? So when it was all over with, the lady asked me, as we were going out of the recording studio of the radio place. Okay, is that still good? I accidentally moved it. Okay? Yeah, all right. Now, as we went out of the radio station, you know what the lady said to me? She said, now, are you one of those Muslims or are you Islamic? I'm going, what? Where did she get this stuff from? What's she talking about? So I thought about it a little bit, and then I realized, you know what? She doesn't understand what we're talking about here. Because we're so used to our language, English, we always throw an S on the end of a noun, and that's the plural, right? Well, that doesn't happen in Arabic. Also, we take the suffix at the end of a word and of a verb, and we put or er after it, don't we? Anybody who does a verb, like walk, we put after it, walker. And talk, talker. Think, thinker. Stink, stinker. No, wait a minute, that's something else. Anyhow, what I'm saying is that when you think about it, in other languages, they don't follow English rules. And Arabic is not English. It's an ancient language, very old. One of the oldest languages on earth. The Semitic languages are very old. Hebrew, Aramaic, Arabic, many of these languages are all coming from the same root. They're all Semitic. Okay? And so in this language, in the Arabic language, you don't put after something. Because otherwise we would say, okay, he does Islam, therefore he is an Islamer. We wouldn't say that, because it's Arabic word. So you treat it correctly, and you put the prefix of the letter mim, or the sound of mu, in front of it. Now let's give some example. Like when you say call, like you want to call somebody to the prayer, it's called adhan. Adhan. And one who does it is a mu'adhan. And somebody who makes sali, you know the worship that we do, salah, he's musalli. When he does it, he's musalli, huh? And if somebody's traveling, the word is safar, and our word in English, safari, comes from the Arabic safar, by the way. He's musafar. And I'm a musafar, and sometimes when I'm traveling, I have to suffer, but that's another story too. And then bottom line on it is when we go to the word Islam, it becomes mu-Islam, Muslim. Got it? Is that easy? Okay, he Islams, therefore he's a Muslim. And that's all there is to it. So if the person is really a Muslim, it means he totally surrenders his will to God's will. And he submits to God's terms. He obeys in sincerity and in peace. And that's the meaning of Islam and the meaning of Muslim. Now let's take another word. We've got enough time for a couple more words, and then we're going to have to wrap it up. And so, oh, you're asking the question, yes. What about Muslim and Muslim? Let me share something with you. A lot of times when people try to bring a word into their language, they use pronunciation based on the way they would use the letters. That's why when I say something in Arabic, I ask the person writing, you write it, not me. Because maybe what I'll write wouldn't be what you'll see. So some people using an O might say O or OO, right? So somebody writing M-O-S-S-L-E-M, they might say Muslim, but somebody else see it, they'll go Muslim. Okay, and it's too close to the word Muslim. And Muslim, this means one who oppresses or is oppressed, and it's a very bad word. It's not something good. So that's why what we're talking about here is to say Muslim, Muslim. Everybody here say it. Let me hear you. Very, very good. Hey, let me put you guys to work. I got an idea. You know what, in Arabic language, when Muslims greet each other, you know what they always say to each other? All Muslims, everywhere, anywhere. I'm talking about Russia, talking about Pakistan, talking about Africa, wherever you go and you see Muslims, they all say what? Now, you're going to have to do better than that, okay? I have a microphone and you don't. They all say what? So we make them say it again. Now, anyway, you did good. And now, I'm going to tell you, I'm from Texas. Now, in Texas, people say, howdy, y'all. Let me hear you say that. No. All together now. Howdy, y'all. You said it too fast. Let me tell you, Texas, we never get married. Howdy, y'all. There you go. Don't mess with Texas. All right, now, I'm going to show you how we say, Muslims from Texas say, assalamu alaikum, y'all. That's one of my best jokes. You're supposed to laugh harder than that. Okay, never mind. Let's go to another word in Arabic language. And the word I would like to mention now is called Allah. They say, why don't you say God? Why don't you be normal and say God? And you say, really, is that normal? Yes, that's normal. Is that what it says in the Bible? Yes, that's right, and therefore it must be normal. Okay, I'm with you. It says that. I want to ask you a question. What language is that? It's English. Okay, how old is English language? I don't know, but it must be ancient. Oh, okay. Did Jesus speak English? I don't know. Did Moses speak English? I don't know. Let me help you, okay? There was no English language on the face of the earth until the year 1066 AD when the Saxons were invaded by the Normans. The Normans came in, invaded them, and replaced their language. So this language is not even 1,000 years old. Okay? It's not. And the word they're saying, God, comes from an old English word called Ghud. Okay? Ghud. Like this. Or you can say Allah. Now, that's by sound, phonetics. But let's talk about the meaning. In the Arabic language, this is not talking about good and God, because they come from the same source. Good and even better is God, okay? Like good, better, best. But in the case of the word Allah, it comes from something in Arabic. It's Allah's name, by the way. The name of the God. But at the same time, it comes from a root, which is like ilaha. Now, an ilaha, or ilah, is something you can worship. Anything can be worshipped. By the way, it can have worship associated with it. It could be a rock, a stick, a stone, a bone. It could be a grave or a bone. It could be any... I think I could turn that into a rhyme if I work on it. Anyway, it could be anything a person wants to worship. A star, the moon, anything he wants to make worship to it, that's his ilah. That's his ilah. And what a Muslim has to say and believe in from the bottom of his heart when he begins is to say there is no ilah. La, by the way, in Arabic, means no. La ilaha. There is no thing to worship. Illah, except Allah. What does it mean, nothing to worship except Allah? Allah, what does it mean? It comes from the root, but when you put al, the article al, in front of it, it becomes the God. Only it's more than just the God, because it can't be made plural. It's always singular. Yeah, and also, it cannot be made male. Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm sorry. I should have been watching this on there. You can hear me now. Now, I think we were talking about Ilah and Ilaha, and what we were saying is that Ilaha is something that can be worshipped, such as a rock, a stick, a stone, a bone. But Allah is has the article the in front of it. It becomes the only thing that can be worshipped. It's not genderized, not male nor female, nor is it pluralized. This means that you can't make it into more than one God. So the thing in Arabic says La ilaha illallah. There is nothing worthy of worship. No ilah, illa, except the only one to worship, Allah. And so because of the meaning, and it's clear, and it's also what Allah calls himself, it's also an ancient word that predates recorded history. Before people could write, they still said Allah. And we know that in Islam. And so that's why we say Allah. But if a person chooses to continue to say God, and he wants to be a Muslim and say God, let him say it. That's not for me to worry about language, is it? Because Islam is not about worrying about your language. Although, you should start learning Arabic as soon as you can. You want to say your prayers in Arabic. You get more reward. It's more accurate. And so that's what we begin right from the beginning, helping the new ones learn how to say that. So for the benefit of all of you that are kind of new to Islam, that are listening to my voice right now, let's practice it together. Say, La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammad al Rasulullah. Wait a minute. How did I sneak that in there? I didn't tell you what Muhammad meant, did I? And I didn't say what was the Rasulullah, so that's not fair to sneak it in on you, was it? Okay. Just, I'm going to wind up with this. It's going to be my last part. Muhammad is the name of the last and final prophet of Allah to all human beings. He merely confirmed the message that came from Adam and Moses and Abraham and Solomon and David and Jesus, peace be upon all of them. He was saying what they said, La ilaha illallah. No God to worship except the one true God. He's one, he's without partners, and he doesn't exist in his creation, but rather he is the creator of all that exists. So, if you understand that, it's nice to know that his name also has a beautiful meaning. He is the one who praises Allah so much. Hamd means to praise. It's the praising of Allah. Alhamdulillah, all the praise to Allah, and Muhammad is one who is praiseworthy, and he's also one who praises Allah so much. So that's a little bit of introduction to Islam, the introduction to the words of Islam, what they mean, and help us to get a better grip on the subject that we'll be talking about. We're going to wind it up now because I've got to run to another masjid. We'll be back online, inshallah, within about an hour. In the meantime, I'm going to turn it back over to Sister Layla and the folks there online, and thank all of you so much for listening. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, whoever doesn't thank the people, he doesn't thank Allah. So I want to be sure and say thank you to all of you listening and all of our brothers and sisters with us tonight. Jazakumullahu khairan wa salam alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Y'all, you've been listening. You've been listening to Islam Tomorrow. You can visit us on the internet at www.islamtomorrow.com. Our website's open 24 hours a day, and there's always plenty of what? Free parking. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.